Good morning, everybody. Sorry for the delay. Just looking something up. It's hard to believe we're already in Sefer Shmos, but there we are. And just the first thing I opened up this morning was the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim was the pasuk in the beginning of the parasha that Bnei Yisrael came down to Mitzrayim. It says, Eis Yaakov Ishu Beisobau. And Chavetz Chaim points out, and why is it as Yaakov Ishu Beisobo? And he says that it seems to be extra. We already know who's coming down, why they're coming down, and how they're coming down. So he said that the sons of Yaakov were reluctant to come down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was Erevas Oretz. There was a lot of promiscuity there. And they were concerned. And the only reason why the Bnei Yaakov felt comfortable coming down with their families was because Yaakov was leading them. Yaakov was coming down with them. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. I'll just quote you the words of the Chavetz Chaim. Zesho di atar eis Yaakov ishu beisobo, mikaven shagam Yaakov alaf yitam. Yaakov was going with them, so they felt comfortable. If Yaakov was coming with us, then even though we're concerned about the promiscuity and the negative influences of Mitzrayim, Yaakov's coming with us, and therefore we feel comfortable. So holchu gam hima bleiv yosher nochun batuach. They came down to Mitzrayim. Why? Because Yaakov was leading them, he was going with them as well. His chus aviyem v'hashbosu tamod lehem. Because the chus of their father will help them out, it will protect them, etc. And in the footnotes in the Chavetz Chaim, it says, Yisivim are a tremendous yisod in life. And he writes here that, unfortunately, many people who came to America, they didn't, we're talking about in the 30s, so they didn't come with necessarily their ancestors and with their rebbeim. So unfortunately, many people fell, many people became assimilated. In contrast to what happened with Bnei Yaakov. You see this, the importance, wherever you go in life, you need to have a role model. You need to have either ancestors that are guiding you, or a rebbeim that are guiding you. And that's why the pasuk points out. Eis Yaakov Ishu Beisobo. Bnei Yaakov did not feel comfortable going down to Mitzrayim to such a dangerous, spiritually dangerous place without Yaakov's guidance, without Yaakov being there with them. And then they quote an anecdote over here that the Chavetz Chaim, it's known that he wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael. And Chaim Ozer said that he shouldn't leave. He shouldn't leave the Jewish people in Europe because he's a symbol of Torah and Avodah, and his absence in Europe will cause we say a rifyon. It will cause a certain downfall in yeshivas in Europe and in the community. And the Chavetz Chaim says, "No, I'm so old already. It's I'm not really so involved. I don't have the koach to really language." He said, "To fight, to fight for what's right. I'm so much older." And Rav Chaim Ozer responded that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say that as long as the grandfather is still sitting at the table, it still has a hashba. And we know that the end of the story is Chavetz Chaim didn't end up coming to Eretz Yisrael. But you see a tremendous lesson over here that a person in life, wherever he goes in life, he needs to have people to look up to, whether it's his parents, hopefully, or his rebbeim. You can't go through life without hadracha. The truth is, in my recent trip to America, I think it's very true. Life is challenging, and as guys move on, there are many, many challenges in life as they get older, and it's very, very important to stay in touch with your rebbeim. And somebody was mentioning to me that how could it be that we can make sure to the guys continue growing after they leave yeshiva? And they said, we don't know at what point it becomes challenging. How do we know? How do we know when that one day or that one week or that one month when they go through, when they transform? If Chas Hashem do transform and they have a yerida, they'd have to be there all the time. But the truth of the matter is, if the talmidim, if the alumni, whoever is going through the challenges, if they reach out to us, so then we'll know where they're holding. And so it's very, very important when a person goes through life that he has people guiding him. As Mesillas Yesharim brings a beautiful mashal that I'm sure many of you heard already, that life is like a maze, right? But there are people that have been there before that they're already standing on a pedestal and they can see the maze from their vantage point. So you're in the maze. You don't know, should you go right, should you go left, should you stay in yeshiva, should you go back to America, all these different questions that a person has. And he doesn't know what's right. But guess what? There are people that have experience, and people that have already been through the maze, and they know a lot about the maze, and they're able to help you. And also, a person has his own biases. I mean, even if a person is wise, and somebody else I met who's extremely wise, he's brilliant, but he's... He's so involved in what he's doing that it's that it's scary that he's not able to help himself. Right? I don't want to say too much information, but a person can be so wise, so mamish, so smart, he mamish chaps, but since he's in it, he doesn't realize that how bad his situation is. That's number one. Number two, when Moshe Rabbeinu encounters Kadosh Baruch Hu by the Sneh, so first of all, it says Hamokom Asher Ata Oimer Olav Admas Kodeshu. The place that you are standing is Kadosh. So I saw the Torah from somebody that the Nikuda was, it wasn't the place. Hamokom Asher Ata Oimer, where you are, it's you. You're making the place holy. It's your hashpa. It's not the place. It's you're making the place. That a person, even Moshe Rabbeinu, who grew up in Beis Paro, he can go ahead and he can make a place Kadosh. That's number one point. Chavetz Chaim points out over there that a person should never think, oh, you know what, I'll grow later. I can't do it right now. I'm not in a good place right now. I'm a shepherd. I'm in a foreign land. No. Hamokom asher ata oimed alav ados kodesh. Wherever you are in life, that's where you can grow. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's all alone. He's caring to the sheep of Yisro. He's been banished from Mitzrayim, from his people, and also from Beis Paro. He had to run away. Wherever you are in life, no matter how bad your situation is, I mean, when you think about Moshe Rabbeinu's life, right, he was left for dead, so to speak, by the Nile, right? He was 3 months old. He was put in the water, and that's it. But it didn't make a difference. He became Moshe and Shei Yisrael. No matter where you are in life, and certainly in situation, Hamokom Asher Ata Omed. Wherever you are now, and it's present tense, Omed. Wherever you are, you can grow from that situation. Now is Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Chofetz Chaim points out, it says, Shal Na'alecho Me'al Roglecho. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, take off your shoes. Why? Because there can't be any impediments between the place, which is in reference to the Shekhinah, and you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Which means that a person needs to get rid of the mechitzos. And as the pasuk says, Ki avonos seichem avdilim. What separates us from the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Our avonos, our averos, the things, our hang-ups. Our neshama is so holy and pure. We're always connected to Hashem. But what happens? There are certain distractions and certain impediments that separate between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what, I'll just quote you the words of the Chofetz Chaim. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe. Take off your shoes. Kulomar. Zokuk atan lahasir et ha-mechitzah ha-mabdaz bin chol v'namokom. You gotta get rid of the mechitzahs. You gotta get rid of separations. Whether it's certain things that are distracting us and you guys can fill in the blank. Whatever is separating between you and Bava Kama. Whatever is separating between you and your tefillah. Whatever is separating you between you and bin Olam l'chavero. Between you and Hashem. Asher ata omid olav. Any time you say my name, that's holy. You gotta get rid of the screen. You gotta get rid of the separation, the curtain. Don't say that, oh, previous generations are better. You know what? If I grew up in Europe, if I grew up in times of Islam, if I grew up in the times when Shekhinah was more apparent and not as hidden, so then I would be a tzaddik. Then I would be a tzaddik. But now, it's too hard for me. No. That's not wisdom. A person has to say, a person has to ask himself, it's not about our forefathers, it's about us in this generation. Wherever we are in this generation, we have to get rid of the distractions. The truth is, you're right, there are differences. Back in the day, when their gedolim were bigger in those days, right? The times of the Gemara, times of certainly of our avos. So yes, the truth is, you're right, the mechitzos there were perhaps thinner. And now the mechitzos between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu are thicker. But all we have to do is try to get around them. Aval imrak masim osa, azayim izgala ha-mokom b'chol zora k'dushoso b'fas oro. All you got to do is work a little bit harder and get rid of the impediments and the distractions and the obstacles between us and Hashem. Like it says in the Pasuk, ki ha-mokom asher ata omer olav, wherever you are in life, you can find Hashem. Wherever you are. I saw a midrashim that says, why did a Kadosh Baruch Hu appear to Moshe Rabbeinu in a snare? To teach us by a dinky little bush, to teach us that the Shekhinah is everywhere. You can get close to Hashem everywhere. Every time and every place is Kadosh. What do you got to do? You got to take off your shoes. You got to remove all the baloney, and all the garbage, and all those things that interfere with you connected to Hashem. And I think it's a tremendous thing in life. We all think that we're so far away. We're not that far away. We have it in us. And I'm sure everybody here, certainly the Shambek guys, certainly the Shana'af guys that are here, have experienced times of great learning, times of davening. You know that the mechitza is often can be removed. It's just the question is, how often do we remove them? How often do we have those moments of clarity? Certainly, while you're in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, that's the most, you know, the most opportune time to do that. But you see very clearly, even Moshe Rabbeinu, who's on, obviously he's getting there, he's on this tremendously high madriga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there can't be any interference. You have to take off the shoes. So that's the number 2 yisod. The number 3 yisod, which I was looking up the source, I didn't find it exactly. I once read a story. It's in a book called Sparks of Musar about a woman. I think it was a made-up name anyway. She was a volunteer or some sort of a representative of the United States, and she was, I think, in Bangladesh. And she was expecting a child. And she told her people in Bangladesh, whoever it was, some sort of consulate, embassy, whatever it was, that she's approaching her 9th month, and that she... and that she's going back to America to have her child. And they said, what do you mean? We have a great hospital here in Bangladesh. Why are you going back to America to have your child? She said, well, that's true. It's not about the medical care. It's just that the laws in America state that unless you're born in the United States, you can't become the president. So the woman says, but the chance of your child becoming the president of the United States is, one in, 10... whatever the statistics are, how many people are born in the United States or live in the States? I forgot exactly what the number is. But a billion? I don't even know. No? I mean, a few hundred million? Anyway, the point is the statistics are not in this child's favor. So, but the soon-to-be mother said, I don't care. The statistics are that my child will not become the president. I want to give the child the opportunity to be the president. And that was the story told over, and it resonates with a halacha that's brought down to Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that a Jewish child is not supposed to nurse from a non-Jewish mother. And I was looking for that's the halacha. And the source of the halacha is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, didn't nurse from a non-Jewish woman. As it says, because he's going to speak to Hashem, Pe'al Pe, a davar bo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to, it shouldn't be that the mouth that's going to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu straight should nurse from a non-Jewish mother. That's very nice. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. What about us? How come the typical Jew is not allowed to nurse a non-Jewish mother? Who says we're going to become Moshe Rabbeinu? And the answer is no. We all have the potential to reach our potential the same way Moshe Rabbeinu did. We can all reach each one in our own way at the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the halacha is teaching us. The halacha is teaching us that you can be great like Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't sell yourself short. Just like this woman gave her child the opportunity to become the president, we too have to give ourselves the opportunity to speak to Hashem, Pe'al Pe, like Moshe Rabbeinu. A person should never underestimate the potential that he has, and certainly there's no question about it. I would venture to say that over my time in America, meeting with some alumni, you see some guys who came here. They're very, very nice boys. But what they've accomplished since they came to yeshiva and since they left yeshiva, the growth that they've been able to achieve is tremendous. Is really a sight to behold. And I don't want to say shocking, that wouldn't be a nice word, but certainly beautiful to see. And a person should always realize, you couldn't be Shema Dregos of Moshe Rabbeinu. When will our deeds and actions reach the levels of our forefathers? So a person should never underestimate his potential. And the best way to achieve your potential is to try to remove all the things, all the distractions, all the interference between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the first thing you saw is that one of the great ways of doing that is always have role models, always be close to your Rebbeim and to your parents that give you this chizuk and the guidance to continue to grow. Have a great Shabbos. Sure.